check in on the Rangers. But first, it's time for another Masters edition of Gordo's Corner. Gordo's got the wireless here at the Championship
Hell
Club.
Hell yeah, I do.
All right.
That's right. Figured I'd talk to some of these guys over here. How you guys doing?
We're doing good. How you doing, Gordo?
Well. Hey, we want to talk to you real quick.
Oh, hey, what's up, man?
You already having fun today?
Fantastic. It's awesome.
What's your name?
Wayne.
Wayne. What do you do, Wayne?
I work for Jack Daniels for the last 36 years.
These are some of our friends at Gentleman
Jack.
36 years.
Wow. That's a long time to have a job.
My only job.
Wow. Well, really? You got it like right out of college?
Right out of school. Louisville, Kentucky.
So are you like president of Jack Daniels now? Are you like Jack Daniels?
Not quite. No, but I've been around a long time.
So how many Masters have you been to now?
Two.
Two. This is your second one.
Second one.
Do you play golf?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I love it.
What's your handicap?
Well, my the real one or the fake one?
The real one.
Oh, I'm about 11.
11?
Yeah.
That's pretty good. I'm about a 50.
Okay.
50 over 11, so that would be what, 61. Yeah.
Thank Gentleman Jack for their sponsorship.
Thank you guys for your sponsorship.
Oh, you're welcome, man. Did you have your shot of fire this morning yet?
No, but I think George just ordered a Bloody Mary, didn't he?
Yeah.
Oh, this is yours right here, isn't it?
No, mine's right there.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Gordon, deliver that to me.
Gordon, what we've seen on this trip out of George is a cry for help.
No kidding. He has been drinking like a fish.
And it's up to us as his friends to step in.
Look at him. Look how... Oh, my goodness. Oh, he's like hugging himself.
He's drinking on the air. I think that's against FCC rules.
I think it is too. Bloody Mary.
No, it is not.
Yes, it is.
Never had a virgin in your life, is what you told me last night.
I don't talk like that, sir.
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. All right, let's go over here.
Thank you, Jack.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good.
What's your name?
Sarah.
Sarah? You have a southern accent.
Do I? Mm-hmm. I haven't lived here too long, but is that good or bad?
Say your name again.
Sarah.
She's not from the South?
You're not from the South?
I lived here for about 7 years from California.
Wow, okay. Well, you do have an how old are you?
I'm 22.
22, okay. And do you live here?
Yes, I live in Grovetown, Georgia. It's like 25 minutes from here.
Grubtown?
So.
Grubtown or Grovetown?
Grovetown.
Yeah. Grovetown. Okay. What did you study in college?
I'm still in college. I'm in the marketing program at Augusta University.
What are you doing out here on location?
I am a server at the hospitality house.
Good. And who's your best friend on staff here?
All of them. They're all awesome. Yep. Yep.
Very nice
girls.
They're taking good care of
us. Is that Caitlin right over there? All right.
Ask her if she's in love.
Are you in love with anyone?
I am in love with somebody, yes.
Yeah, you're looking right at me. I know how it is. Yeah. Thank you. Thank you. All right, come here. Come on. You got to talk to us. We're about to leave. This is our last day here. What's your name?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, and do you work here?
I do.
How long have you worked here, Jennifer?
2 years.
2 years? Where do you hail? From whence do you hail? From what place do you come from?
North Augusta, South Carolina.
South Carolina. Okay. And did you live there your whole life?
I have.
How far away is that?
About 10 minutes.
10 minutes. So we're right on the border, aren't we?
Yeah, we're right on the border.
Have a lot of problem with the illegal Georgians coming over to South Carolina?
Yeah.
You want to build a wall between the states?
Yeah, like the wall of China. Yeah, no, we're good. It's kind of our town, too, so.
And do you support Trump or Hillary?
Oh, stop.
You have to answer my questions. I'm a reporter.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I'm going with neither. I feel like this is like the joke of election years.
So if you had your druthers, who would you choose?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, if we're going between both of them, I'd go with Trump.
Have her say, yeah. I think it's a pothole.
I'm not a fan.
You guys have trouble with potholes around here?
Not too bad, no.
Gosh, she sounds just like that.
Are you serious?
This is really a question. I'm asking about road conditions.
Our road conditions aren't very bad. I don't know. Like, really? What is happening right now?
That is a weird line of questioning.
Because I'm a pothole.
Does she need to be in love?
Craig wants to know if you need to be in love.
I'm married.
Oh, you're married. How long have you been married?
Almost 15 years.
Yeah, Gordon. 10 years. Yeah, two children? Gordon. Three children?
Two children.
Both boys?
Girl and a boy.
Girl and a boy. Which one's older?
The girl.
How old is she?
She turns 14 today.
Have either of them ever won?
Oh, today. Happy birthday.
Have either of them ever won the Masters?
Have either of your kids ever won the Masters?
Won the Masters? No. No. We're not there.
Do they play golf?
My son does a little bit.
Oh, therefore he's a friend
what
of
is
mine.
Your, what does your daughter do? What is her interest?
She's a dancer.
Like jazz dancer? Like goes to Alvin Ailey or something?
Jazz, ballet.
Tell her you're a pothole.
Along those lines.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know what I dressed up for is Halloween?
No, what did you dress up as?
A pothole.
That's awesome. Creative.
Yes.
You know anyone who's dressed up as a pothole?
I don't. No. No.
Like if you were a pothole, would you walk into a Halloween party and say, I'm a pothole?
No.
All right. All right. Who's your favorite singer? Who's your favorite singer?
How did that costume go first? Like,
I was dressed in all black. I was either Johnny Cash or a pothole.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Who's your favorite singer?
I like Eric Church.
Eric Church.
Yeah, he's good.
Oh, East Country? Who's your second favorite country artist?
Carrie Underwood.
Carrie Underwood.
Ask her if she's ever heard of the Bird Dogs.
You ever heard of the Bird Dogs?
No.
She's like most of America
what about,
and Texas.
Can you name two Merle Haggard songs?
No, I really can't.
Why?
I don't know.
I won't let you?
Spot. I'm not good on the spot.
Oh, okay. Well, how about, I'll give you 5 seconds. He just died.
I know. He died yesterday, right?
You should have some respect and at least know two songs of his.
I don't. I'm sorry.
Just try to name one.
I really don't know.
All right, then try to name two.
I don't know one.
You're badgering the witness.
Right, how about George Jones? You ever heard of him?
I have.
Can you name two of his songs?
No. What? I'm not good at this game. My daughter, awesome. Awesome at this game.
Can you name two Katy Perry songs?
Firework.
There you go.
That's all I got. That's all I can think of. I'm not good at this game.
Okay, can you name two Madonna songs?
Like a Virgin. I'm horrible at this game. No, I really am horrible at this game. That's all I've got. I'm not good on the spot.
So you're good at naming one song by each artist.
This is a great
voice.
What
about the Beatles? Can you name two Beatles songs?
Oh, my God. CD, all my stuff. No.
You have their CD?
Yeah,
I
had one.
On iTunes. I mean, I listened to them, yeah.
On what?
Well, iTunes, yeah.
And name two Beatles songs.
Hey Jude and...
Don't say Yellow Submarine.
I'm blank. I'm not good at it.
One song per band. This is unbelievable. All right, how about the Rolling Stones? Two songs. We're going until you get two songs from one single band.
Carrie Underwood. She's a help. Carrie Underwood fan.
You can't get help. All right.
Don't you want to interview someone else?
I want to interview you.
Ask her
Stones.
If she wants to remain anonymous.
I want to remain anonymous.
You already said my name. Is it that all late?
I know.
Am I really going to be
from now on out, do you want to remain anonymous?
Sure. Yeah, we'll go with that.
All right, the Rolling Stones, two songs.
I don't have anything. No.
All right, Carrie Underwood.
No
she'll
Rolling
get
Stone
that.
Song.
All right, Carrie Underwood. What do you call this? Is that a romper you're wearing?
Yes, it's a romper.
What's a romper?
That. Let's go with. We can talk
like
about that.
Like a one-piece thing.
Can we talk about fashion.
Yes, sure.
All right. You want to critique my outfit?
I mean, I'm feeling it. T-shirt, jeans, black shoes. Can't go wrong.
Ran through a Walmart right before I got on a plane. Is what it looks like.
Ask her if she likes Ronda Rompola.
You like Ronda Rompola?
Who is that? No.
She's some basketball coach.
No, I have no idea who she is.
Most people. Do you hate TC?
Who's that? Yeah,
that's what a lot of people say. All right, so what's your favorite meal of all time?
I'm a steak and potatoes kind of girl.
I mean, what specific meal? Like, what occasion was your favorite meal of all time?
Oh, really? Like, I don't know. Like, occasion? Like.
Was it like on a date, or was it a...
Yes, sure. Anniversary. Mm-hmm.
How long did you date your husband before you guys...
2 years.
Made love.
Oh, stop.
I meant get married. I meant get married. You do have people you're supposed to be waiting on.
Yeah.
Well, thank you. Jennifer, right?
Yes, yes.
What's your last name, Jennifer?
Ives.
What?
Ives.
Oh, Ives. Okay.
Tell her you love her.
So we will keep you anonymous from here on out. you go. There's the great Jennifer Ives.
She had a great voice.
She did. Cuter than a button. Man, really? She's so cute.
Really?
Oh, my goodness, yes. I'm
sure you creeped her out.
I cannot believe two kids fell out of her. She's so small.
Really?
And, yeah. Because I'm pothole.
She sounded just like the
she had
the
to
pothole.
Be so confused as to why I keep bringing up
asking about potholes.
I just could not get that word out of her.
I love the whole getting her name, and then you'll remain anonymous from here on out.
Yeah, I promise to. We still have a little bit more time. You want to keep going?
Sure. You got a couple minutes?
Okay. All right. I'm going to do another female girl.
Yeah, that one went so well.
It did. Hey, here's somebody right here.
Is it Jennifer again?
No. Do you curl your own hair?
Yes, I do. I curl my own hair. Nope.
What brand of curling iron do you use?
Revlon.
That's what I thought. I'm not an expert in this kind of stuff. You ever used hot rollers?
I have. That's my teenage years. Teenage years.
You're out of your teens now.
Oh, yeah.
How old are you?
37.
37. And what's your name? Shannon, right?
Close. It's Kim.
Yeah, you're really close.
That's a good one.
Yeah, pretty close.
Yeah.
And do you have children, Kim?
I do. One son, 19 months old.
Oh, 19 months old.
Has he ever won the Masters?
Close. He was close.
So this is your first baby?
First baby.
And cesarean or...
No,
dude.
Natural with medicine.
Natural.
That's not natural.
That didn't go together.
Well, I want to take pride of it was natural, but I did have the epidural.
Tough labor?
Nope.
He was slid right out.
I don't want to say that.
How long was your labor?
How about this? I was mentally prepared it was going to be the worst thing ever, and it wasn't.
Really?
Yep.
So how long did you labor?
Oh my gosh! Do you want the whole day to talk about this or the short?
It's kind of like recapping a round.
Okay. So what was the question?
Did you lose your mucus plug?
Oh gosh, Gordon.
I did. I did not see it, but I did. You know some information. You must have kids.
No, I don't. But I'm just fascinated with women losing their mucus plugs. I collect them.
No, you don't.
Your water broke. Where were you when your water broke?
At home.
Were you sitting down? Were you standing up? Were you lifting weights? What were you doing?
I was, it was just late. I was sleeping, actually. Woke up. And, yeah, I was sleeping. I was laying down.
You wake up and there's just fluid everywhere. You had to rush to the hospital.
No, I didn't even rush to the hospital. Isn't that funny?
You're supposed to. I mean, you know, that's a chance of infection.
I know. No, it wasn't that much. And then my husband, actually, I told him, and he didn't believe me. He said, I go, you better take a shower, get the bags. And he's like, this better be for real.
So how long from the time when you woke up in a sea of your own filth to when you had the baby?
I'm going to say... I don't know, 8 to 10 hours, something like that. Yeah.
And are you trying for number two right now?
No.
George is about to try for number two.
I love it.
Tell her about your number two yesterday.
That was Corby.
It took 45
you missed
minutes.
That was Corby. Well, thank you, Shannon.
Well, thank you so much.
It's Shannon, right?
It's Kim.
Thank you.
All right, that was funny stuff.
There's some of the fine young ladies around here.
That's a flavor.
Hey, look at here.
Oh.
Look here. We found our friend again.
she ran
away from us.
I've never seen somebody run that
fast. Let's see. Her name was Jennifer Ives. What was it?
Yeah, but she's going to remain anonymous.
Yeah. She's anonymous today.
All right, good stuff, Gordo. Yeah. Thank you. It's a taste of Augusta here in Gordo.